We start this hour by having a conversation with the head basketball coach of the Orlando Magic, second season as Magic head coach. He led the Magic to a 17-win improvement last year, led Orlando to the postseason for the first time since 2012. Orlando right now is a half game out of the seventh seed in the East. We are joined by head coach Steve Clifford. Steve, it is so good to have you back. Before we get into anything else, let me first ask you, how are you doing in the middle of this pandemic, Steve?
Hanging in there, Jim. I think like everybody, just trying to, you know, find a rhythm and a routine to the day and, you know, stay safe. I mean, so far, so good.
You know, speaking of which, in terms of finding a rhythm and a routine for the day, Steve, there really is no such thing as normal right now. So what does a normal day look like for you these days?
Well, you know, trying to get some study done of our team, of, you know, possible opponents, you know, if or when we're able to get back. You know, I think like everybody else, you know, my week is also the Zoom calls. You know, I have a call every day, every week with, you know, with our management group, and then, you know, two calls every week with our staff. And I kind of build everything around that. And then, you know, trying to touch base with the players so that, you know, able to communicate with them as often as I can.
We're talking to Steve Clifford. In fact, these were all the things I wanted to ask you about. Like, if you're watching a lot of tape and you're giving members of your staff different projects or components of the team to analyze, you're doing your Zoom call, calls, what has the experience been like overall, and how much have you learned about your team during this process, because the process is so different?
Yeah, it's almost been, Jim, like a, to me, like a summer off season in that way. I've got a very experienced staff, so I'm fortunate, and we've done a bunch of projects. We've had a couple guest speakers. Actually, Coach Izzo spoke to us last week, and it was great. Like I said, we've done some kind of pre-scouts on potential postseason opponents if we are able to come back. But the majority of it has been studying our team, where we're at, in all phases of the game. And again, if we are able to come back, what are the two or three things that we can hopefully do so our team can play as well as we can going forward?
Steve Clifford joining us. One thought about Coach Izzo. Unbelievable coach, great leader, great motivator. I'm curious, why did you pick him to talk to your guys? And then what was his message to the pro players?
Yeah, he spoke to our he actually spoke to our staff.
Got it.
I have two assistants here. Steve Hetzel has been with me for a few years and is terrific. And then Stan Heath, who's our G League coach, is also a terrific coach, who both worked at Michigan State and both have good relationships with Coach Izzo. So I've gotten to know him a little bit through them over the years. Actually, we laughed. The last time I was on the phone with him, it was 4 or 5 years ago, and we were talking about the draft. And we went through some different players, and he said, "Well, Steve, I will tell you this. If I'm picking, the guy that everybody's going to overlook this year is Devin Booker, and he's the guy that has star potential." So I guess a lot of us didn't get that one right, but if Coach Izzo would have been in the NBA, he would have.
I got it. Steve Clifford joining us. Great point. So the team, Steve, was able to open up its facility last Thursday to allow limited voluntary workouts. Does that feel like a glimmer of hope in terms of the season resuming?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, we're all hopeful. I know for our guys, they were so excited to get back in there. And we've had most of our guys have been in there. As you know, the head coaches can't be involved in that. You're able to designate six assistants. And our strength coaches are in there, physical therapists, trainers. So it's a combination of on the floor, the guys that need physical therapy are able to get that and then work in the weight room. And it's definitely a great starting point Because, again, as you know, guys are not used to, you know, all of these guys have gone around 8 or 9 weeks without being in a gym and touching a ball. So there's a conditioning part, and then there's obviously just a basketball rhythm part that they have to get back to.
And, Steve, what about you? I mean, you're a basketball lifer. What's it been like? How challenging has it been not to have any practices or games for 2 months now for you?
Yeah, it's been hard, and that's why, as a staff, what we've done, like I think most people have, is try to treat it as much like an off season as possible without the individual workouts. And it's been different for sure. And then the other part, which I think is a parallel for everybody in every profession, it's just where there's no definitive starting date for when we're going to be able to get back and when we're going to get started again. So, you know, there's the unknown, you know, which we're all dealing with.
See, I love that point you just made, that like for any given profession, like I love talking to people like you because like we're all dealing with this. We're all trying to figure out exactly what our rhythm is, what our routine is, how we can somehow turn this negative into a positive, how we can capitalize, where we go from this. This is really interesting to me. In terms of the season itself, I mean, we're talking about a team that battled injuries throughout the season, but you're still in position for a playoff spot if and when the season does resume. I understand it has not been a perfect year so far, but what do you make of the way your guys dealt with the challenges that were put in front of them?
Oh, I was really proud of the way that our guys hung in there and the way we were playing at the end. You know, we lost Jonathan Isaac and Al Farouk Aminu, who are two, you know, terrific defenders, and both guys who play the same position. So when you lose the guy that was the starter and then his backup, obviously that's a big void to fill. And we had some other injuries too, like everybody does. But our best basketball we played at the last stretch after the All-Star break, we had improved a great deal offensively. And we'd also played, I believe, the third or fourth most difficult schedule. So we had won 8 out of 12. We had won 3 in a row all on the road. And we had 4 of the next 5 at home. And 4 of those games were going to be against teams who weren't fighting for playoff spots. So we had put ourselves in good spot when the season was halted. But I was proud. You know, we made good progress, particularly offensively, and hopefully we can come back and try to recapture some of that.
I would even add to that, during that 12-game stretch, you led the league in scoring and assists. You were second in field goal percentage, so the team was playing really, really well. There are a number of guys I could single out before you leave, but I've got to pick my spots. Markel Fultz was playing the best basketball of his career before the stoppage. What's it been like working with him, and how far has he come since he first arrived?
He's come. He's playing at a level that if anybody were here from the time he arrived, because of the injuries, I don't think any of us could have hoped that he'd be playing this well this soon. But, you know, last year, Jim, middle of July, you know, he was shooting free throws, you know, still had the, you know, and he still does. He still has some issues with his shoulder. He has some knee issues and he has some wrist issues. And he is a throwback kid. He loves basketball. He's obviously a terrific athlete, but he plays to me like a DC point guard. He's tough. He's smart. He knows the game and he's a very committed player. So we're lucky to have him. And, you know, he's made great games already.
Magic head coach Steve Clifford joining us for another moment or so. And, of course, in the absence of live sports, The Last Dance has been a huge focus of interest. You worked with Michael Jordan in Charlotte. So what was your biggest takeaway from your time with him?
I think a lot of what everybody saw in The Last Dance. In fact, I just had a long conversation with Aaron Gordon about this, is you can see, to me, from a basketball perspective, obviously, he's a great, great player. But to me, it's the details. And I love the clips for young players of him talking to one of his teammates on the bench about a coverage, you know, or even in the last, I think it was the 9th or 10th episode, where there was a timeout, and I think Phil Jackson said, "Hey, let's switch it." And Michael said, "Let me defend it this way." And to me, working with him, which, you know, I enjoyed greatly, but he is a nuts and bolts basketball guy, but he's into, again, the details, the execution part of the game, both offensively and defensively. And those were what the majority of our conversations were like, which obviously is unique from an owner.
Steve, one last thought. You also work with Kobe Bryant when you were with the Lakers, so I know that you've touched on this, but how similar were the two of them when it comes to their heads for the game?
There's a great parallel. I mean, Kobe was constantly looking for an edge, you know, or a love to talk basketball. I can actually remember, I've told this story to a few people, still during training camp one day after practice, we get done practice, and I was just out watching some of the guys do their routines after practice, and he had gone into lift, and all of a sudden I was beckoned.
Beckoned.
He sent a guy out to get me to come in, and he was lifting, and he said, "Hey, just walk around here with me. I want to talk about some of these Van Gundy things you guys used to do against me during the years." And as he lifted, it was probably like a 40-minute lift, and it was he and I and the strength coach, and we just talked about schemes. And he was one of those guys that if I said, you know, we would come from the top, and he would listen and then say, "Did you ever come from a different angle?" Or, you know, very similar to Michael. I mean, loved to talk basketball, loved the nuances, and he loved coverages, schemes. You know, I know Michael would talk about within the triangle manipulating the offense, and it was the first thing that I learned from Kobe. That year, you may remember, we were running a lot of the Princeton offense early in the year, and Kobe, this is a great story, Jim. I got hired in early August, and in the month of August, Kobe used to go in the gym every morning early with Eddie Jordan. I used to go in and help rebound from 7 to 8. To learn the different cuts in the Princeton offense, and he wanted to go early so the gym was quiet. And by the time we started camp, I remember Steve Nash saying to me, "How long has he been doing this stuff?" Like he knew the offense, and one of the many reasons, you know, for his greatness.
It's an amazing story, Steve. Like, for instance, was fatigue never an issue? Was he just wired differently? How could Kobe go that hard, that long, every day on that little sleep, and it didn't really seem to affect him?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be around, you know, a lot of, like, really terrific players. I feel blessed, you know. I mean, I was in Houston with Tracy and Yao, and with the Knicks with Allen Houston and Spree. You know, Dwight here with Rashard Lewis and those guys when I was an assistant. And then on that Laker team, Steve Nash and Powell and Dwight again. He's unlike anybody, you know, that I've ever been around. Just, again, his passion, I think, would be the number one thing I would say. His passion. He was relentless in his drive to get better and try to make our team win every day.
Steve, one last thought. I could just listen to your stories for hours. You mentioned Dwight Howard. I got to ask you this. Did you foresee him reinventing himself the way he has with the Lakers, accepting the role that he has, fit in the way he has, and really completely resurrecting himself the way he has?
I can't say I would have predicted it, but I'm happy for him. And I would say, along with this, Jim, is physically. And this is what I don't think people have gotten to see. I know from having him, you know, the one year we did in Charlotte, he has slimmed down, totally changed the way he lifts and his diet. And, you know, he's had to just change his habits, you know, his eating habits, his diet and his lifting so drastically to be able to keep playing. And to get back to this level, I'm really happy for him.
I don't think that's easy to do either. It's not as simple as just throwing the switch. I agree with you. Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford, my guest. Steve, I hate to let you go, but I know I have to let you go. It is so good to have you back on the show. I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate the relationship. Stay safe, Steve, and I hope we have basketball soon so you and I can continue this conversation.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Anytime. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, so much. And I appreciate you. It was so much fun.